Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast where we one day ship nugs of history straight to your brain through your earhole. Today is January 20th, 2020. The day was January 20th, 1839. The Battle of Yungay, the last battle of the War of the Confederation, occurred near Yungay, Peru. The battle resulted in the dissolution of the Peruvian-Bolivian Confederation. In 1836, President Andrés de Santa Cruz of Bolivia united the two states of Peru with Bolivia. General Ramón Herrera was president in South Peru, Luis José de Orbegoso was president in North Peru, and General José Miguel de Velasco was made president of Bolivia. Santa Cruz declared himself protector of the Confederation, a lifetime and hereditary office. Many Western powers recognized the new Peruvian-Bolivian Confederation, but Chile, which already had strained relations with Peru over the ports of Callao and Valparaíso, was wary of the Confederation and its potential power. Existing high tensions between Chile and Peru, plus disputes over customs duties and loans, plus concerns over military and commercial power, led to the War of the Confederation. In August of 1836, Chile seized three of the Confederation's ships at Callao. Santa Cruz tried to negotiate with Chile rather than go to war. Chile set up a treaty with several terms, one of which was dissolving the Confederation. Santa Cruz refused to dissolve the Confederation, and Chile declared war December of that year. The next year, Argentina also declared war on the Confederation, though Chile and Argentina did not join forces in the fight. Chile was supported by Peruvians who were opposed to Santa Cruz, but Chile suffered losses in the beginning. The first expedition from Chile, led by Admiral Manuel Blanco Encalada, was unsuccessful. Encalada was forced to sign a peace treaty and return to Chile. But the Chilean government rejected the treaty and broke it. It organized a second expedition, sending an army to invade Peru. Though Santa Cruz advanced on the Chileans, the latter gathered Peruvian dissidents to join their cause along the way. In early January of 1839, Chile's forces and Santa Cruz's forces met at the Battle of Buin, in which both countries have claimed a win. Later that month, the two sides met at Yungay, a town in north-central Peru. After 6 hours of combat, Chile defeated the Confederates at the Battle of Yungay on January 20, 1839. This was the decisive battle of the war. Santa Cruz exiled himself in Ecuador, and the Peruvian-Bolivian Confederation was dissolved. Agustin Gamarra assumed the presidency of Peru. Peruvian officers who served under the Confederation were banned from the Peruvian army. The Peruvian government gave awards to Chilean and Peruvian officials and paid its debt with Chile. The War of the Confederation was over. But Gamarra soon invaded Bolivia and was killed by Bolivian forces in 1841. Conflict, as well as political and economic instability, plagued Peru and Bolivia for years afterward. The War of the Pacific between Chile and an alliance of Bolivia and Peru lasted from 1879 to 1884 and ended with the Chilean victory. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. Feel free to share your thoughts or your innermost feelings with us and with other listeners on social media at TDIHCpodcast. And you can email us at thisday@iheartmedia.com. Thanks for listening to today's episode. We'll see you again tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.